the mountain, over the hills and everywhere.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're hearing Gordon McRae singing Go Tell It on the Mountain from an album of Christmas favorites released in 1964 by the Firestone Tire Company. In the 1960s, Firestone was one of many companies putting out holiday records as a promotional item. This weekend, WRST in Oshkosh is airing a holiday special featuring songs from those albums. They're calling the show White Wall Christmas. It airs this Saturday at 1 o'clock and Sunday at 3. It'll stream at WRST.org. Andrew Smock is the chair of the Department of Radio, TV, and Film at UW Oshkosh and had the idea for White Wall Christmas. Andy, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks, Rob. Glad to be here.
Well, as I understand it, a lot of this is coming from your personal collection. How did you get into collecting Tire Company and other companies' Christmas albums from the 60s?
It is kind of an odd collection to have, isn't it? It actually started with an album that's been in my family since I was a kid. We had the Firestone Volume 6, the Blue Album. For people that are familiar with these albums, they often just call them by the color. We had Volume 6, and I remember as a kid asking my parents, you know, where'd this record come from? And being told that, oh, they used to give them away when you'd buy tires around the Christmas season. And, you know, for years, digging through the thrift store bins of records, I would see other similar ones and never really thought much of it. And then a year or two ago, I got a lot more interested in it and started picking them up. And before I knew it, I had a full collection of all the Firestone albums. And several of the Goodyear albums, but there are more of those that are still on my list to find.
So those are both tire companies, and then some other businesses started getting into the game, right?
Yeah. The list really started to grow pretty quickly. So Goodyear kind of got into the game first. A guy named Stanley Arnold, who had worked for Young and Rubicon for several years, then kind of struck it on his own, went to Goodyear and said, hey, you know what you need is a holiday Christmas album. And they thought he was nuts at first, but he talked him into it. And in 1960, that first album came out. And in 61, Firestone got their first album out. And yet, it wasn't too long after that that companies like JCPenney, True Value Hardware, Grant's Department Stores, even Kentucky Fried Chicken, they started coming out with holiday albums. And they all really kind of varied in terms of their approach to the album and how they were going to build it.
Right, yeah, I was going to ask about that. Are these mostly original recordings that they pulled together, or are they just buying the rights to stuff that was already out there?
Well, a lot of them were put together with the aid of, the Columbia Special Products Division inside of Columbia Records. That's actually the group that helped to put together the Goodyear albums. And when they started out, they were all coming from their catalog of recording artists that they had at Columbia. But I think, and this is a little bit of speculation on my part, I've had a hard time kind of finding some primary sources here, but it seems to be that they began adding original recordings in response to what Firestone was doing. And Firestone was always doing all original recordings from day one with their albums. So these were recordings you couldn't get anywhere else, something that you'd never really heard before. And so it seems like Goodyear was trying to kind of keep up to a degree with Firestone by beginning to offer some original recordings. And there were some pretty unique ones that came about through that process.
Like what?
Well, one that really kind of jumps to mind was on the fifth album that Goodyear did. And they had, you know, several performers on here, as they normally did. But on this album, about half of the songs are originally recorded for the album. But the one that's of most interest to me is one that was commissioned and written for the album to be sung by Sammy Davis Jr. And it's a song I think a lot of folks in the listening audience would probably be familiar with. It's called It's Christmas Time All Over the World. And it was written by Hugh Martin, who also wrote Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, the Trolley Song, Meet Me in St. Louis, and a whole bunch of other songs. But they commissioned him to write that song especially for this album, and it went on to be featured on other collections of Christmas albums for other stores. JCPenney actually had that same track on an album in 1972 that they were giving away at the cash registers. I shouldn't say giving away, they were selling it for a dollar. But that's one that really kind of pops to mind as being really unique. They went out and found this big name songwriter. They had him write a song especially for them, and that gave them something special on that album.
And these, the Firestone ones in particular, I understand, were hot commodities. People really ate these up.
Yeah, and that was a big surprise to, I think, Goodyear and Firestone. And in particular, Goodyear, in the first year, they really underordered the number of albums they had pressed. And into the, I think it was the first week of December, all of the Goodyear outlets were already sold out. They didn't have any more records. And the next year, they ordered more, and again, they sold out quickly. And I think because it was so novel at the time, that really helped to drive the sale of the albums. As we look kind of later into the 1960s, and the market's a little bit more saturated, a lot of the data showed that they weren't selling quite as well, but there still seemed to be a soft spot, especially for the Goodyear and Firestone albums with a lot of folks.
And briefly, as we wrap up, Andy, you'll be spinning some of these tracks that are for our friends at WRST, and are you going to share some more of the history there as well?
Yeah, yep. So between songs, I'm going to offer a little bit more history on the albums, on particular tracks, and just try to give people a sense of where these came from. But I'm really going to focus in on those songs that were originally recorded for those albums that in many cases never made it to CD. So these aren't songs you can really find a lot of places, with the exception of some, like the Sammy Davis Jr. But those that were recorded for Firestone really didn't ever make that leap to CD. So I think that's another thing that makes these very unique.
Well, who knew? Andy, thanks. It's been a lot of fun.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Rob.
That's Andrew Smock, chair of the Department of Radio, TV, and Film at UW-Oshkosh, with us to talk about the White Wall Christmas special airing on WRST this weekend and online at WRST.org, 1 o'clock on Saturday and at 3 on Sunday.